All right, so today we're diving deep into the world of online forums.
Cool.
Specifically, one dedicated to the webcomic Homestuck.
Okay.
Now, even if you haven't read Homestuck yourself, this deep dive is going to be fascinating.
I think so too.
Because we're going to use it to understand how small, dedicated communities function online.
Right.
Our source material is a selection of posts and images.
Oh, cool.
From a single thread on the HSG forum.
HSG.
That stands for Homestuck General, by the way.
Makes sense.
And it's full of all kinds of gems.
Oh, I like gems.
That reveal a lot about this group's in-jokes,
okay,
rivalries,
interesting,
and their shared history with Homestuck.
Yeah.
We're going to uncover the layers of this community and see what makes it tick.
So what makes this even more interesting is that Homestuck itself actually ended years ago.
Oh, wow.
So the fact that this community is still thriving.
Really?
Dissecting old content.
Wow.
And generating new material related to the webcomic speaks volumes about the long-lasting power of online fandom.
Right. You would think after a piece of media ends, the online spaces would just fade away.
Yeah.
But that's not the case here at all. In fact, this thread gets pretty intense.
Yeah.
You've got this constant back and forth between posters, wild tangents, and they even get pretty meta at times, reflecting on their own place in this online world.
I see.
It's kind of like they're creating a living archive of their own evolving culture.
Absolutely. I think what's intriguing about this specific thread is the constant tension we see between individual expression and the collaborative effort of keeping the forum going.
Okay, so let's unpack some of that tension.
Sure.
Starting with this concept of Sisyphication.
Sisyphication.
It pops up pretty early in the thread.
Okay.
And basically boils down to this debate over whether online spaces have become too feminine.
And this Sisyphication debate is a perfect microcosm of the broader anxieties we see online about shifting cultural norms.
I see.
What's fascinating here is how it plays out within this community.
Yeah, it kicks off with Mom, who seems to be one of the more outspoken posters. Arguing that increased LGBTQ plus awareness has led to a decline in traditionally masculine online communities.
And what's striking about Mom's perspective is that they aren't exactly subtle.
Right.
They frame this supposed Sisyphication as a negative development.
Uh-huh.
Even using some language that could be considered offensive.
Right. Mom definitely knows how to push buttons.
Yeah.
But then another poster, Marzipan, steps in.
Marzipan.
And offers a pretty powerful counter-argument.
Oh.
Marzipan argues that inclusivity is essential for a strong online community.
Okay.
And that bigotry is the real problem, not a perceived feminization of online spaces.
And Marzipan's presence seems to shift the entire tone of the conversation.
Yeah.
Suddenly the discussion becomes more nuanced and introspective.
Yeah.
With other posters chiming in to share their thoughts on gender dynamics, online safety, and what it means to be part of a welcoming online community.
It was fascinating to see how the dynamic shifted.
Yeah.
Even Mom seems to back down a bit.
Hmm.
Engaging in a more civil discussion with Marzipan.
Interesting.
It's like Marzipan is the voice of reason in this chaotic online world.
It does make you wonder if Mom is just playing a character online.
Ooh.
Maybe deliberately provoking a reaction to stir things up.
Mm-hmm.
Because when challenged, they actually do engage in some pretty level-headed debate.
That's a really good point. It's tough to gauge how much of someone's online persona reflects their actual beliefs.
Right.
But even if Mom is playing a role, it sparks a really interesting conversation about the evolution of online spaces.
Yeah.
And how those spaces grapple with changing social norms.
And we see that evolution reflected in the very structure of the forum itself.
Oh, okay.
For instance, the HSG forum doesn't have a character limit on posts.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No character limit? So people can just post these massive walls of text?
Exactly. And that seemingly small technical detail has a huge impact on the community's dynamic.
Oh, wow.
It allows for these sprawling stream of consciousness posts that are full of tangents, inside jokes, and bizarre trains of thought.
That makes so much sense. It gives the entire forum this chaotic energy, but also this sense of freedom.
Right.
It's like the Wild West of online discussions where anything goes.
And within this chaotic environment, we see individuals like Mom and MX emerge.
MX.
As almost larger than life characters, shaping the flow of conversation and setting the tone for the community.
Okay, speaking of MX, let's talk about the moderator of this forum, who is just, well, let's say, unique in their approach. I mean, where do we even start?
I know.
There's this obsession with tarot cards that permeates every corner of this thread.
I think the tarot card fixation is more than just an obsession. It's a creative coping mechanism.
Wow.
Remember, this is a community built around a piece of media that has ended.
Right.
So on some level, there's a need to keep things interesting.
Yeah.
To find new ways to engage with each other and the source material.
So you're saying MX is kind of like a creative director?
Yeah.
Finding new avenues for expression within the confines of this forum.
I think that's a great way to put it.
And the community seems to be on board.
At least to some extent.
They poke fun at MEX's tarot card antics, but they also play along.
Yeah.
Contributing to the categorization efforts and even suggesting new themes.
Exactly.
It's like they've built this entire mythology around the tarot, turning it into a shared language that only they truly understand.
And within this mythology, specific figures, both real and fictional, take on almost mythical status.
Okay.
One example is their fascination with YouTuber Jenny Nicholson.
Yeah, the Jenny Nicholson thing is weird, right?
It is a little odd.
Like, they constantly reference her,
create
memes about her,
yeah,
and even dedicate entire posts to dissecting her video.
I've seen that.
But it's never quite clear if they actually enjoy her content or find her annoying.
It's almost like she's become a symbol for them.
Oh.
A touchstone for their shared sense of humor and their love of dissecting internet culture.
Hmm. And that's what's so fascinating about this community.
Yeah.
They take these figures like Jenny Nicholson, or even the creators of Homestuck, and weave them into their own narrative, their own ongoing story.
Wow.
It's a way of connecting with something larger than themselves.
Yeah.
Of finding meaning in a world that can sometimes feel chaotic and meaningless.
And that's where we're going to leave it for part one of our deep dive.
Oh, okay.
We've seen how this Sisification debate reveals tensions within the community.
Right.
And how the forum's lack of a character limit actually encourages a certain type of chaotic humor.
Uh-huh.
We've also seen the emergence of strong personalities like Mom and MEX.
Yeah.
And their seemingly absurd fixations with things like tarot cards and a random YouTuber.
Right.
But here's the question we want you, our listener, to consider.
Okay.
How do all these seemingly random pieces fit together?
Good question.
How do they contribute to this community's overall culture and sense of belonging?
Yeah, how do they
think about it? And we'll pick up right here in part two, diving deeper into the psychology of this fascinating online world.
Looking forward to it. Welcome back.
It's fascinating to think about, like, you know.
What's that?
How a seemingly insignificant forum rule, like the lack of a character limit,
right,
can actually end up shaping an entire culture of a space.
Yeah, it's just true. You wouldn't think something so technical would have such a huge impact on how people interact.
Right.
But it clearly plays a role in the HSG community's dynamic.
Right.
Creates this environment where they can just, like, let their thoughts flow freely.
Yeah.
Jumping from topic to topic to topic without any constraints.
And within that chaos, they're constantly referencing Homestuck.
Yeah.
Finding ways to connect it to their everyday lives.
Well,
they'll point out things like,
great what?
Like Homestuck colors.
Homestuck colors.
Or Homestuck numbers they encounter in the real world.
Wow.
Almost as if the comic has become this, like,
right,
permanent filter through which they view reality.
It's a classic example of how shared experiences,
yeah,
especially those rooted in nostalgia, can shape a community's identity.
Totally.
Homestuck isn't just a webcomic to them.
Right.
It's a shared language.
Uh-huh.
A set of inside jokes and references that bind them together.
And what's interesting is that it's not just about reminiscing about the past.
Yeah, what else?
They're actively engaging with Homestuck in the present.
Oh, yeah.
Analyzing its humor.
Okay.
Debating the merits of different characters.
Interesting.
And even using it as inspiration for their own creative projects.
It's like they're keeping the spirit of Homestuck alive, even though the comic itself has ended.
Right.
They're constantly finding new ways to interpret and reinterpret the source material.
Yeah.
Which keeps the community fresh and engaging.
Okay. But how do they actually translate all this Homestuck love into something concrete?
Well,
like, what are some of these creative projects they're working on?
Well, there are a few examples in this thread alone.
Okay.
There's a discussion about designing a new icon for the forum.
Huh.
With several posters sharing their ideas and sketches.
Cool.
There's also talk of a collaborative fan fiction project.
Oh, wow.
Where they're each contributing chapters to a larger story.
So they're not just talking about Homestuck. They're actually creating new content inspired by the comic.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And it's a testament to the power of online communities to foster creativity and collaboration.
Right.
These people may be scattered across the globe, but they're coming together in this digital space to build something new and meaningful together.
It reminds me of that saying.
What's that?
It takes a village.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in this case, it takes an online forum to raise a creative project.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And while they're busy creating, they're also reflecting on the nature of their own community.
Right.
The dynamics that make it tick and their own role within it.
Yeah. There are several moments in this thread where they get pretty meta.
Uh-huh.
Almost like they're stepping outside themselves and observing their interactions from a distance.
It's like they're both participants and anthropologists studying their own culture in real time.
Wow.
And that self-awareness is, I think, one of the things that makes this community so unique.
Mm.
They're not just blindly following trends.
Yeah.
They're actively thinking about the forces that shape their online interactions.
And speaking of trends, let's circle back to this idea of sissification that we touched on earlier.
Okay.
It's a loaded term.
It is.
And it's clear that it triggers some strong reactions within the community.
It definitely does. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to acknowledge that the term itself can be problematic.
Right.
It's often used to express anxieties about changing gender roles and the perceived erosion of traditional masculinity.
Right. And those anxieties can sometimes manifest in harmful ways.
Unfortunately, yes.
Leading to online harassment and bigotry.
Absolutely. But I think it's also important to acknowledge that not everyone who uses the term sissification is intentionally being hateful.
Right.
Some people may be genuinely concerned about the changing dynamics of online spaces,
mm.
even if they're expressing those concerns in a clumsy or insensitive way.
So it's a complex issue, and it's not something that can be easily dismissed or categorized.
You got it.
It requires nuance and a willingness to understand different perspectives.
I agree. And what's encouraging is that within this HSG thread,
yeah.
we see a genuine attempt to grapple with these complexities.
Mm-hmm.
Marzipan's counterarguments force Mom and others to confront their own biases and assumptions.
And the discussion doesn't devolve into name-calling or personal attacks.
That's great.
They manage to maintain a level of civility and respect
yeah.
even when they disagree.
That's what's so remarkable about this community.
Yeah.
They're able to have these difficult conversations without tearing each other apart.
Right.
And I think that speaks volumes about their underlying values and their commitment to maintaining a welcoming and inclusive space.
It's almost like they've developed this unspoken code of conduct,
right.
a set of rules for engagement that allows them to navigate these potentially explosive topics.
Yeah.
Without blowing everything up.
And those rules seem to be grounded in a shared understanding that at the end of the day, they're all part of the same community.
Exactly.
They may have different opinions, but they're united by their love of Homestuck and their desire to connect with others who share that passion.
And that's a powerful thing. It's a reminder that even in the often divisive world of the internet,
right.
there are still communities out there that are prioritizing empathy, understanding, and respectful dialogue.
Exactly. And those communities are worth cherishing because they represent the best of what the internet has to offer.
So we've seen how this community uses Homestuck as a shared language and a springboard for creativity.
Right.
We've also seen how they navigate complex issues like gender and inclusivity with a surprising degree of nuance and maturity. But here's another question we want you, our listener, to consider.
Okay.
How much of this community's dynamic is unique to them? Are there broader trends in online culture that are reflected in their interactions?
That's a good question.
We'll dig into that in part three, exploring how this seemingly niche community actually speaks volumes about the evolving nature of online communication.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been unpacking this thread from the HSG forum, and it's become clear that this community is so much more than just a bunch of Homestuck fans hanging out online.
Right. Their conversations touch on everything from internet culture and gender dynamics to the nature of creativity and the power of nostalgia.
Exactly. And one thing that's really struck me is how self-aware they are.
Yeah.
They're constantly reflecting on their own community,
uh-huh.
their in-jokes,
yeah.
their communication style. It's like they're simultaneously participating in this culture
right.
and analyzing it from the outside.
That's a really insightful observation. It's almost as if they're conducting a live ethnography of their own digital tribe. And I
yes.
think that self-awareness is one of the things that makes their humor so effective.
Mm.
It's not just random absurdity.
Yeah.
It's absurdity with a wink and a nod and understanding that they're all in on the joke. And that shared understanding is what allows them to push boundaries and experiment with language in really creative ways.
Totally.
Like, remember how they've completely reappropriated the word chud?
Oh, yeah.
It's become this multi-layered term that can be both an insult and a badge of honor, depending on the context.
It's a brilliant example of how online communities can reclaim and redefine language.
Mm.
They're taking a word that's often used to dismiss and dehumanize certain groups and turning it into something playful and empowering.
It's like they're saying, we're not going to let you define us. We're going to define ourselves on our own terms.
And that act of self-definition is a key part of what makes online communities so vital.
Right.
They provide spaces where people can experiment with identity, forge connections, and create a sense of belonging that often transcends the boundaries of the physical world.
And they do all of this with a healthy dose of humor.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I think is essential for navigating the often treacherous waters of the internet.
Absolutely. Humor is a powerful tool for diffusing tension, building rapport, and creating a sense of solidarity. And in the case of the HSG community,
yeah,
it's also a way of acknowledging the absurdity of their own existence. I mean, here they are,
right,
years after the end of Homestuck, still deeply invested in this fictional universe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain level of self-deprecation and irony that pervades their humor.
It's like they're saying, yeah, we know this is all a bit ridiculous, but we're going to embrace the ridiculousness and have fun with it.
And that's a really healthy attitude to have, especially in the online world,
mm-hmm.
where it's so easy to get caught up in drama and negativity.
We've talked about the community's self-awareness,
yeah.
their playful use of language, their ability to navigate difficult topics with humor and grace.
Uh-huh.
But what does it all mean?
That is the question.
What can we learn from this deep dive into the world of HSG?
I think the biggest takeaway is that online communities, even those that seem niche or even bizarre from the outside,
yeah.
are incredibly complex and nuanced.
Right.
They're microcosms of human interaction, reflecting our deepest desires for connection, creativity, and meaning-making.
And I think this particular community, with its obsession with Homestuck tarot cards and Jenny Nicholson, highlights the power of shared experiences to shape our identities and our worldviews.
It's true. Even though Homestuck is a fictional world,
yeah.
it's provided this community with a framework for understanding their own lives,
yeah.
for making sense of the world around them, and for connecting with others who share their passions and sensibilities.
And that's a powerful thing. It reminds us that even in a world that can feel increasingly fragmented and isolating,
right.
there are still spaces where people can come together,
yeah.
create something meaningful, and find a sense of belonging.
And those spaces, whether they're built around a shared love of a webcomic, a hobby, or a social cause,
mm-hmm.
are essential for our collective well-being.
Right.
They remind us that we're not alone, that there are others out there who share our values and understand our struggles.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you, dear listener, to think about your own online communities.
Yeah, think about it.
What are the shared experiences that bind you together? How do you use humor and creativity to navigate the complexities of online interaction?
Good questions.
And most importantly, how do those online connections enrich your life and contribute to your sense of belonging? These are questions worth pondering as we continue to navigate the ever-evolving landscape of the digital world.
It really is a constantly changing landscape.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
It was fun.